18 past 8, you are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We know that in Turkey there was the referendum a few days ago where President Erdogan was seeking executive powers, increased powers to the presidency, and he's got it by a slim majority. There are those who are questioning, though, the manner in which the referendum was conducted, saying that the playing fields are not even, etc. We were due to have a discussion with Chan Achun, who was from the pro campaign, if we can put it that way, those who felt that Erdogan should be given the powers that he was requesting, and that all is well in terms of how the referendum was conducted. At the moment, we're struggling to get hold of him. But we've got from South Africa, Turkmen Terzi, a Turkish journalist, media freedom activist, who stays in South Africa now, and his perspective is more leaning towards the no and the various concerns with regards to this referendum and the consequences of it. Let's commence the discussion nonetheless with Turkmen. Turkmen, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Alaikum salam. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, let's go a few steps back. What were the concerns leading up to the referendum?
This executive presidential discussion in Turkey is a hot topic since 1980. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we discuss things, it is just not this issue is brought by Erdogan. So this is the very hottest topic in Turkey, you know, last four decades. But always, ruler of Turkey, statu quo, it means like a bureaucratic allies, military allies, politics, academics, they refused that one because they said if you introduce the presidential system, it will lead Turkey to be divided, Kurdish land will go. Because this constitution is allow autonomous region in Turkey. This is the most worry of almost entire Turks. But more worryingly, today's executive presidential referendum is like a constitutional coup. Is not like even before. Before was actually democratic, like U.S. system or Europe system. But this one, which Erdogan introducing now, they say is look like the France or the America, but no check and balance. This is the totally anti-democratic constitution, and will lead Turkey to be ruled on one man, and it is very difficult from now on AKP or the government can govern the Turkey, can rule the Turkey, because we are really divided. 50% is 51.4% said yes, and rest said no. I don't want to go too much about irregularities. Supreme Election Board said they accept last minute unstamped votes. Actually, they are the same head of institute. He said Saad Güven, 2004 and 2009 already we accepted unstamped unsealed votes, but same AKP 2010 introduced a new law, and they said unstamped votes cannot be accepted, and 2014 Bitlis, Muş and Aydın, three Bitlis, Güroymak, Muş, Serinova and Aydın, Buharkent election is cancelled because of the unstable, unstamped votes.
Yeah.
So this is the situation now. And the European Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said the referendum took place on an unlevel playing field, means not international standards. And world leader, they said, we are waiting this observations official result. So only Trump congratulated Erdogan and some small countries. But White House also said this is Trump's congratulation is not about, it doesn't mean he accepted the result. So Turkey is moving the very dictatorship. That's why we are very scared.
You spoke about this referendum, you know, asking for an executive presidency, splitting the country, and that it's a narrow margin of victory. But there are those who argue that that's how democracy works. If you look at Brexit, those who voted in favor of it were the majority by a very slim margin. If you look at the US elections, Trump won by a slim margin. That's how democracy works. You cannot continue to argue that, well, if just over half voted in favor and just under half voted against, it's going to split the country. There's too many people against it. That's just how democracy works, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You are right. But the problem is this. First of all, this referendum is very controversial. 3 million votes disappeared. Supreme Election Board shut down the website and their internet. When the internet came back, there were 194,000 ballot box and 58 million votes on the screen. When the screen came back, the ballot box reduced to 167,000 and 55 million votes. So, first of all, this is the result is the very controversial. Just say result is okay. This is the democracy. But you see now, this election is to happen under the state of emergency. So, in Organization for Security and Cooperation said majority of Turkey, it is okay. It happened in a fair election. But in the some places, it too much controversy. That is the Kurdish place, because Turkey started peace process 2013 early, and then they stopped peace process 2015 because of the HDP, pro-Kurdish party, got the votes. After that peace process started, and Turkey is destroyed almost all these Kurdish cities in the region, and more than 500,000 people is migrated. So in this region, impossible for people to go and vote, and they all unsealed what they counted. So more than that one, okay, they won the referendum. But the AKP leader, Abdullah Gül, is the ex-president, and the Bülent Arınç is the deputy, he was the deputy of Erdogan. And Davutoğlu was the prime minister. They are the founder of AKP, and they all oppose this the executive presidency. So they said this is not Turkey's priority. So this Turkish public, mostly they don't know the content nature of this referendum 18 amendments. So they never discuss the nature of the content of this referendum. That is the more worrying. Otherwise, okay, they won and they can go on. They are ruling Turkey already last 15 years and they can rule more. But what happens, for example, my media, they just took over my media. They jailed more than 230 journalists and they closed 150 media houses. And since the corruption cases, there is no rule in Turkey. They sacked 130,000 people after the coup. But just last week they said more than 100 high-ranking officials, only they were two of them, they were the Gülenists. If this coup organized by the Gülenists, they must investigate. But what they did, they closed the coup commission, and this coup commission never listened to the intelligence chiefs and the army chief and the Erdogan himself. So something is going very strange in Turkey, and some powers is pushes Turkey somewhere, some anti-democratic side. So that is worrying us. Otherwise, people can vote for them, they can rule Turkey, and they did very good things since 2013, between 2003 to 2011-12, AKP really did very, very nice things. Right. We don't deny that one, but now is there is no rule of law, and they arrested more than 1,000 big businessmen, and they seized $10 billion. They say headscarf, they jail 15,000 headscarf ladies, and so many ladies they delivery, they gave birth, and immediately they separated from baby and mother. So this kind of things happening. So all we have in family, they don't find you, and they arrest your sister, your brother, your mother, your whatever. So there is no rule of ruling Turkey. This is worrying us. Otherwise, they can rule. Doesn't matter.
So is the state of emergency likely to end? And what can civil society do now? This referendum has taken place. You mentioned that Erdogan and his party have done good things for Turkey, but the concern is now that he has too much of power and there's no rule of law with the state of emergency. What's the next step now in terms of civil society and its plan to try and do the make the best of the current circumstances?
Mr. Han, you know, there is no civil society remain in Turkey because after the coup, instead of finding the coup plotters, jailing the coup plotters, what they did it, they shut down 2,000 unions, they shut down universities, they shut down hospitals. So they arrested almost all the civil society leaders. So there is no civil society remain in Turkey. So this is the, you know, this is out of question. So no people are scared of government and everybody run away Turkey. Professor is just hiring boats like a Syrian. I was in Syria. I was in Turkey. I saw them from Izmir. They are taking boats and going. And I was thinking same thing happened to my nation. Is same thing happened to our nation now. Is the all the people, educated people is running away, moving away from Turkey. So situation is only good for AKP people in Turkey. I have too many relatives AKP. They are enjoying Turkey. So Turkey is good for them only now. So no for place for opposition anymore. And now this Kemalist people is a very interestingly that point I want to tell your radio. CHP is the Kemalist party. AKP, whatever AKP says, AKP call this one group terrorist. They also call because they also don't like certain groups. So they were all silent against the AKP. Now they are suffering under AKP. Now they start to raise the voice. Same CHP's leader is a silent. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is a silent. And his party members is criticizing him. When it comes to Nationalist Party, it is very interesting because Nationalist Party always opposed presidential system because of Kurdish possible division. Their leader, Devlet Bahçeli, is supported Erdogan, but his people, Meral Akşener, Sinan, all these top Nationalist Party leader oppose his own leader.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Kurdish party, HDP all they opposes because of their leaders and their mayors all jailed. But Abdullah Öcalan, Abdullah Öcalan is the founder of PKK terrorist organization. His brother, Osman Öcalan, said Kurdish people must vote for yes. So this is very interesting thing going on in Turkey. All the party leader is supporting that, but his constituency, his deputies is opposing this referendum. And soon you are going to see in Turkey a very major development will happen. I'm talking to you as a patriot Turk. My name also Turkmen, so I love my country. So I'm talking to you as a citizen, not a opposition or whatever. As a citizen, firstly, I'm talking to you.
All right, Turkmen. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.